This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Steve Eubanks covers the game for Global Golf Post. He is just back from a few weeks overseas with the LPGA. You can read his work by subscribing to Global Golf Post or follow him on Twitter, JS Eubanks, at JS Eubanks. It's a pleasure to welcome Steve Eubanks back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Steve.
How are you? Nice to be with you, as always.
Thanks for doing this. What do you like about going to Asia?
Really, I love the fact that they love golf so much. I mean, it's really, until a Westerner goes over there and sees it, you can hear about it all day long. But until you see it up close, you don't have any idea. I mean, this is almost Beatlemania in its enthusiasm that these folks have for golf, and particularly women's golf. When you go to an LPGA event out there, it's the rock concert of the week. And these people are showing up in full regalia, and they are ready to celebrate.
Do you know why they love it so much?
It's a real mystery. I think the fact that they had there's a lot of nationalism involved in it. The particularly in Korea, where Sayri Park really began the whole trend, and they rally around her and around those players because there's a sense of nationalistic pride, and they, you know, there's always been a driven society in terms of wanting to be successful, and they are very successful at this. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, with that in mind, you wrote a story this week about Sungyoon Park, and I found a lot of it fascinating. And here's the first part of it, Steve. I wonder if even serious golf fans know that she's the number one player in the world. She was Rookie of the Year last year, Co-Player of the Year last year. If the listener is not familiar with her, tell them a little bit about Sungyoon Park.
Yeah, she won the U.S. Women's Open a couple of years ago when it was at Trump Bedminster. And so, I mean, people actually, if you see her, you'll know who she is. But you're right. The majority of Western golf fans will look at her and just kind of write her off as another one of the Korean players that they don't know a whole lot about. But she has a terrific golf swing. Hits at 9 miles. I mean, yeah, she's one of the longest players, not just now, but perhaps in the history of the women's game. High has the kind of golf swing that kind of harkens back to the good old days, with Tom Weisskopf and some other guys that made really aggressive kind of old school moves through it. It really is a complete player in every respect. Has already won. She's won one major this year and won a total of 3 times this year. She's on track to perhaps be Player of the Year again if she has another good fall. In terms of her credentials, she's really second to none. The problem is, if you lined up every LPGA player of Korean descent and asked Westerners to pick the most popular one, she'd have to rally not to finish dead last. there's really not an ounce of charisma about her. She barely speaks. And it isn't the fact that she doesn't speak English. When you see her engaging with her fellow Korean players, she might say 4 or 5 words. She rarely, if ever, smiles. Any acknowledgement to the gallery is just kind of a touch of the hat. I mean, she makes Ben Hogan look like a game show host. I mean, this is how kind of stoic she is at all times. So it's fascinating to see the level of popularity that she has over there. And she's the most popular, not by a little bit, it's by miles when you go over to Korea.
Yeah, you alluded to that. You alluded to a couple of really interesting things in the article. By the way, we're talking with Steve Eubanks from Global Golf Post here on the Augusta Golf Show. couple of things. You talked about her popularity, and that, to your point, she is so more wildly popular than any other golfer. They come out in droves to watch her.
They not only come out in droves. I mean, they come out, you know, dressed in fan club gear. I mean, you'd think you were at a Justin Bieber concert. I mean, these women are showing up with they have handmade shirts with her nickname across it, and I mean, it's bedazzled. You know, they're fully into this. They come out with Mickey Mouse ears with her name across it. I mean, it's crazy stuff. And you half expect these people to, you know, to faint or start throwing things at her. I mean, it is astonishing the level of really fan hysteria that you have surrounding her. And she's a golfer and not a particularly engaging one. So it's astonishing to see.
Well, then the article takes a bit of a left turn, and you go down a path describing the fact that maybe part of her popularity is due to the fact she kind of looks like a boy.
This is an incredibly uncomfortable fact that I found when I got over there. And I want everybody to know, I spent 2 weeks walking around and asking a very wide cross-section of people, what is it? What is it about her? I mean, yes, she's number one in the world, but so was NB Park. So was Soyeon Yoo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Sayuri Park is in the Hall of, World Golf Hall of Fame, in the LPGA Hall of Fame. NB Park is in the LPGA Hall of Fame and won an Olympic gold medal. And they don't come close to moving the needle the way Sunghyun does. And you know, you've got a number of incredibly talented Korean players in the game right now. None of them have the fan base and fan support that she does, and they certainly don't have the enthusiasm. But when you look at the enthusiasm gap among fan support, it's wildly in her favor. And so I'm asking everyone, what is it? I mean, what is it about her? And the answer that consistently came back, and when I say consistently, I mean scores of people told me this. They said, yeah, she looks like a young boy. Which, if you're a Westerner and you hear that for the first time, it sets off every alarm bell in your body. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. What in the world do you mean? This has to be a lost in translation moment. But I had a conversation with really the best translator in the industry. It's a woman who translates international business conferences in Korea. And one of those people who, you know, when you put the headset on and it's simultaneous translation. So not only is she getting the words right, she's getting the cultural implications right. And she told me this is one of the most difficult cultural things to translate, because as horrifying as that sounds in Western culture, it's not creepy over there. When you look at all of the K-pop stars, and that's the, you know, that's kind of their boy band scene. Every one of those kids looks just like Sunghyun. Boy or girl, the most popular kids anywhere look like that. They have the short haircut, they have the fine boyish facial features, and they dress, you know, in very androgynous ways, long pants, belts, you know, mm-hmm. And that's a look. If you went to every private girls' school in Seoul, and there's some very good ones, the It Girl would look just like that. So it's a cultural thing that we don't get and we probably don't agree with, but it was important to ask the question because we should know.
How adventurous are you when it comes to eating over there, Steve?
I have one rule. If it moves, I'm not eating it.
I think that's a good rule.
And there is food over there that moves. So that's where I draw the line. But other than that, I'll try pretty much anything.
All right. I want to end with this. As you and I are doing this, it's a big weekend for a lottery. A lot of money on the line in a lottery drawing. If you won the lottery, Steve, what golf thing would you do with that money?
You know, I would take my daughter around the world and play the top 100 courses.
Your daughter's a great golfer.
My daughter's a very good player. Yeah, she's going to go play college golf, and she has really reinvigorated me in the game. And not that I ever needed any reinvigoration. I've loved it forever, but it's something special to be able to go out and play with your daughter.
He is Steve Eubanks. Again, you can read his work in Global Golf Post. Follow him on Twitter, @JSUBanks. Steve, I always appreciate the time. Congratulations on this fascinating article. If you get the chance to pick up, or at least go online to the site and read the article. Steve, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you having me, as always. Thank you.